This is actually my first time at FOSDEM. I've been meaning to come here for many, many years, and Saul and Lorenzo have been bothering me that I should come here and speak, so I'm glad actually I finally made it. I run a blog, WebRTC Hacks, for developers. I got a lot of guest authors, and I hope readers in the audience here. You might also recognize me if you watch YouTube videos about WebRTC stuff. I do an event series and videos at Cranky Geek. But today I'm here to talk about some trends I did by analyzing GitHub and some other repositories. I'll talk about that in a second. But before we start, you know, what are some things that would be nice to know what's going on in the industry? And I'm kind of an analyst, like to watch this stuff and write about it. So one, you know, is the community still growing? What are some of the interesting projects? What are some of the new trends? Are people using things like web codecs yet or not? So how do you go about doing that? Well, I came up with have a methodology. It's largely based on BigQuery, and there's a bunch of providers give data to BigQuery or make their data sets public available there, so you can grab that. GitHub is definitely the best one. Basically, anytime any public repo, anytime you do any kind of commit, pull request, issue, that all gets sent and stored in a BigQuery database. There's actually some other data sets that are cool in there too. I've used in the past, and I actually used Stack Overflow in this one. And I often cross-reference that with other sources, like there's like the Chrome platform status is a good way to see what actual APIs are being used, at least in the Chrome world. So you get all that data. I actually like to use Colab, which is just Google's hosted Jupyter notebook type ecosystem to do the analysis and follow things. And then when I get frustrated about coding and doing stuff like making charts with Python, then I fall back to Excel for quick analysis. So some of the hard things about this and important to keep in mind about the analysis, you can't see it there, but all this is really based on regular expressions and pulling out keywords to identify a repo as WebRTC or something as one term or another. So that obviously has some flaws because there'd be false hits in there, and you have to be careful with your selection. So a lot of times